Welcome to the Life in 20 podcast, where you will learn something from everyone you meet in 20 action-packed minutes. Now, let's get lit with your hosts, Paul, Carson, and McCoy LeBlanc.
Mandy Pratt, welcome. Thanks for joining the Life in 20 podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, we'd just like to jump right in because we're on the clock, as they say. So, you know, we first like to start off, where do you come from? What do you do? Why do you do the work you do? And make you just take us through your journey of how you got to where you're at today.
Okay. So I was born over in Richland, Washington, Drake City, Eastern Washington area. Moved here in between my fifth and sixth grade elementary school year. And I've been in the Seattle area ever since. I went to school at Mount Lake Terrace High School. Graduated there in 93 and then went to Shoreline Community College for 2 years where I got my AA and then moved to Ellensburg and finished my college time out at Central Washington University. And in my school years, I was typically worked in the retail field. And when I moved back from Ellensburg area after finishing I hadn't finished college yet. I moved back in between my junior and senior year of college back home and here in the Seattle area. And when I did that, I was tired of working in the retail industry. And my uncle had recently started an insurance company and had a position open and offered it to me. And so I jumped at the opportunity of an 8-to-5 job while going to school and put my college classes into the evenings. And I've been with the company ever since. So that's how I got into insurance.
Did you ever think, so you didn't go to college for it? Obviously you knew your uncle was in it, but this wasn't like something like you dreamed of. You just kind of fell into it. You learned to like it. And I mean, so is that kind of more the story there? It was just an opportunity and you took advantage of that?
Definitely. I think in the beginning, it was probably a little more money driven than enjoying the work that I did. Definitely liked the hours that I was working. You know, it's different when you're in retail or fast food or restaurant industries than, you know, in that young life, the college period of time, you're used to those kinds of hours, the weekends, the late evenings and such. And so that was a big driver for me that I was getting a real job, a 9-to-5-er, you know, yes. Say. So that was definitely a draw. And then the money, I was making double probably what I was making, you know, than a lot of kids in my age group at that time. So.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a good transition, which I think is one of the big issues today, right? A lot of people going 4 years, you know, pursuing that higher education, graduating from college, and then kind of now what? And where do you step in having that transition to be able to get right into an industry profession? That was pretty small. So you've been there, what, 20 something?
I've been there 24 years.
24 years.
Yeah.
So the kids, you know, this age probably don't even know what an underwriter is. Could you just take maybe a minute or two and break it down in simple terms of how they should think about that?
Sure. So what I do is essentially I assess risk. So whether it's a good risk or a bad risk. So I look at things, well, first of all, I insure school districts. That's my primary clientele is school districts here in the state of Washington. And so we take a look at lots of variations of things. So we'll take a look at their claims in particular areas. Do they have a lot of frequency or trending issues in things like sexual abuse claims or employee termination claims, wrongful termination claims, things like that? Do they have, they had lots of claims in building or property areas. So maybe they don't do well on upgrading their building to code and things of that nature. And then we also just look at, you know, the size of the district, whether or not it fits our model that we look for in the program. And in doing that, we just apply factors that will meet a premium that we think will best fit both the company, the carriers, and also the district that we're insuring.
Perfect. That's a good breakdown. So I think the other thing that is impressive with your careers. 24 years in the same company is rare today, very rare today. What kind of stuck for you that allowed you to be there almost, you know, quarter century? What was that piece that allowed you and made it more enticing for you to stick around?
I think it's definitely been just the mindset of the employees there. It's always been a family feel organization, from the beginning. I mean, as I mentioned, it was my uncle that originally owned the company. He actually ended up selling in 2003. So now we're corporately owned, but it still has that same, you know, small town family orientation around employees and the things that we do, maybe not on a day-to-day basis, but just as a group. And I've always enjoyed that. You know, it makes you feel not like the number, I guess.
Yeah, right. So before I turn it over to the kids, one quick question. Senior underwriter, college degree required for a profession like that? Recommended? How would you guide
the young? Definitely recommended, but there are lots of courses outside of college that you can take to increase your knowledge in the insurance field. So,
okay, cool. Kids, questions?
For me, growing up, who do you think was the biggest influence in your life to kind of push you and also just help you through what you're going through?
Definitely my father. He has always been very dedicated. I remember when I was in high school, he actually went back to college himself and earned his degree. So we kind of were going through school together during my high school years. And I really always admired that. And, you know, I think it was interesting to see him do that at the age that he was. And it wasn't necessarily for his career. It was just more of a personal thing that he wanted to do. And so
good deal. How about you, McCoy?
One thing I want to know, like, do you know, or what was your, like, original starting salary for your job when you joined?
I believe I started at $24,000 a year.
Wow.
Well, keep in mind, this is 1999.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then follow up questions to that, McCoy, typically, what would you like to ask beyond that? Usually what McCoy likes to ask from here is, okay, so then how about somebody 10 years in, 20 years in? Like, what's the range somebody 25 years in can top out at as a senior underwriter for most companies in your industry?
Like between 100 and 120,000. A year.
So five times the starting salary. Now, keep in mind, loyal, been there a long time. And I imagine, you know, there's recruiters in this industry, just like any other industry. And, you know, you might get a faster lift if you were to jump around or something like that. What other kind of comp benefits come in this kind of role? Mandy, I imagine no pension, but probably good benefits, 401k, matching we're okay, that kind of stuff.
So you have stock programs, publicly traded. So we have benefits there, and then employer matching on our 401k. I've been there for a long time, so I have great, we don't even call it PTO anymore. It's called DTO. It's discretionary time off. So essentially the rule is I can kind of take whatever I want. They do have some standardized guidelines that they think that you should fall into within a year. I think I've been there for like the 24 years. I think I'm 5 weeks, something like that, a year. So plenty of time off. I work remotely, so I've got that flexibility as well. I need to be available during normal workday hours, but definitely have a lot of flexibility and being able to tend to other things, I guess, needed.
Yeah. Awesome. Other questions, guys?
When you were going through school in high school, you know, you learn a lot of things, but what do you think was something that you don't think you learned in school that really helped you in life?
Adulting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know that they teach it anymore. I believe back when we were in school, it was still pretty standard to go through like the financial aspects of, you know, writing checks and keeping a bank account and even balancing your check register, you know, those kinds of things that have really, I guess, kind of become, some of them have been obsolete, but I feel like they were good skills to learn and feel like they still, kids would still benefit from learning some of those aspects of, you know, the real world, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your finance class going?
I'm taking personal finance right now, and it's a senior requirement. It's only half a, or it's one semester, but I mean, I like it so far. Like, I feel like I'm actually like learning things that will help me in life. So yeah. I like it. And right now we're doing like learning how to write a resume and learning how to like fill out an employment application and just, you know, being able to get an entry level job.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's probably the one class you will transition to the real world with the most learning.
That I've heard of.
Yeah. Sure. Boy, how about you? Other questions?
So age, like in the future, would you hope to retire? And what, like, if you have any, you want to do anything after your retirement, like any goals after retirement?
Tomorrow? No. Probably be working until 60-ish, 62 maybe. Definitely as soon as I can retire would be my goal. I hope to not be living in Washington anymore, and I hope to travel. So that would be my dream.
Yeah. When you get to our age, that's what we get to look forward to, put in all the work. So, Mandy, one of the things that we established framework around the podcast for is kind of simplify, you know, for Gen Z, kind of life's five core domains. You've got your health, you've got the home life, your work life, you've got your finances, and you got your relationships. When you look at that and you put a score on each of those categories and total that up, what do you feel like your life score is to this point and where you're at?
So I did take a look at that, and I came up with 83 with my life.
Ooh, I think that's one of our highest. That's awesome. Congratulations. Any parts in that you want to expand on where you think, I mean, we all got opportunities. No, one of mine is, you know, just finding time, making time with better relationships with family, with friends, deeper relationships. How about you? When you looked at it and assessed it, where was your spot where you needed maybe to improve?
My lowest was definitely fitness. I've never been a real fitness and health kind of gal. That probably would be one of my regrets in life. I never did it. I was really into working out at a young age, and hard to teach an old dog new tricks, I guess.
Yeah, you notice how I just skipped over that one and went right to the easy one relationship-wise?
Right.
Yeah, good call. All right. You guys got Mandy for another 5 minutes. What else?
I had just one question, because you said you went to Shoreline Community College, you got your AA, then you went to Ellensburg, but then this job kind of just opened up for you. But do you think, like, what were you studying in college, or what classes were you taking?
So my path was business marketing. So I did feel like I didn't really have a good idea to what I wanted to do when I grew up. When I went to college, I just knew that I wanted to have opportunities that were better than retail that I was working in. So college seemed like the right thing to do. So that's what I did. And it's an area where I felt like I would have a broad range of opportunities, knowing that I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do at the point in time. And then when I got the insurance job, it just kind of fit. And so there I stayed.
Yeah, that's my takeaway too. Just being around a lot of people in college, is there wasn't very many people that really had that figured out. Even 3 years in, even 4 years in, even graduating, still didn't really know what they were going to do. And I don't know what the stat is today, but you know, a large portion of people don't end up pursuing a career in the degree that they obtained. So you know, it's okay not to know.
Well, and there's a lot of degrees out there too that, like I said, that have a wide variety or a wide range of opportunities for you once you get out of it. So,
true.
So, question for me: if you like, do you ever wish you could just go back to 17, 18 year old self and like change anything in your career path, or like, are you happy, like, with how what you've chosen?
I think I'm pretty happy with what I've chosen. I don't know that I would make too many changes. Maybe settle down a little bit. But, you know, that comes with age too, I suppose.
There's a lot of learnings in those experiences.
For sure.
Right?
Sure.
So I know we only got a couple minutes left, but I'd like to get off a couple fun ones too. Biggest regret?
My biggest regret, the only thing I could come up with on that one was I rented a house in Shoreline shortly after I moved back from Ellensburg and rented that house for probably a year or so. And about a year into us renting it, the owner offered to let us buy it for, I think it was like $70,000. And I regret not making that decision. So it was in Shoreline area and had a huge lot. Probably could have been subdivided and built two multi-million dollars. You know, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think if these guys heard of some of the dollar amounts that we had to pass up when we did, they would shake their head and ask why. But like Mandy said, I mean, think back when we first started in the 90s, $24,000, $25,000, that's kind of common salary there to get started. And so something that was $75,000, $100,000 cheap today for a house, it still is expensive, especially when you're kind of living paycheck to paycheck. So
yeah,
it wasn't real easy. What about you guys? Anything else before I fire off more? Cause I got Mandy on the hot seat. I want to keep going, but I want you guys to have the shot.
I feel like when you were younger and you were working in retail, did you have enough money to kind of like get what you needed, or were you like, oh my gosh, I have no money, I need to like work more?
Well, I had been in retail and at the same retailer for quite some time too. Apparently I like to stay in jobs for a long time. By the time I finished my retail career, I guess I was making pretty deep money there too. I think I was at $18, $19, $20 an hour, somewhere in that realm. You know, I was doing okay there too. I just didn't like
it. Pretty good for back then. Really good.
Yeah.
Hours are a big thing, I feel like. Like if you work bad hours, it can just be like annoying.
I can remember telling my boss before I that job, I said, if you put me on the schedule for both a Saturday and Sunday, I'm not going to be there one of those 2 days.
Yeah. Weekend, you know, prioritize.
You got to have some fun when you're young, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got one, McCoy, or can I take the last one?
No, you can.
All right, Mandy. Don't know your, I got an idea of your age. Don't know exactly, but let's just say mid to upper 40s, right?
Correct.
What's the greatest thing you've given humanity? Not counting the kids. Of course, we all love Jason Cameron. But
this is a horrible question. I don't know. I guess I would say best gift to humanity is I'm a very honest person. I pride myself on being honest, and I think it's a good quality.
That is a perfect way to end it. Great lesson for these kids to learn as well. We'll take that all day long. Mandy, I can't thank you enough. This goes so fast. I got a few more I'd love to rattle off. I'll have to catch you at a happy hour to get you on those. But
sounds good.
Appreciate you joining us. Take care, okay?
Bye.
Bye, Mandy.
Bye.